I don't know, Saolin.
My lord, we have little choice. My men have too many injuries. It would be pointless to stand against Shaar today. The wild men would barely pause to laugh as they pushed us out of the way.
Raoden nodded. The soldier was right. They couldn't keep holding Shaor's men away from Serini. Though Saolin had grown quite proficient at fighting using his left hand, there just weren't enough warriors left to protect the courtyard. In addition, it seemed that Shaor's men were growing more and more dangerous in their ferocity. They could obviously sense that there was food in the courtyard, and the inability to reach it had driven them to an even deeper level of insanity. Raoden had tried leaving food out for them, but the distraction only worked for a short time. They stuffed their faces, then rushed on, even more furious than before. They were driven by a single-minded, obsessive goal: to reach the carts of food in the courtyard.
If only we had more soldiers,
Raoden thought in frustration. He'd lost many of his people to Serini's handouts, while Shaor's numbers were apparently remaining strong. Raoden and Galadon had both offered to join Saolin's fighters, but the grizzled captain would hear nothing of it.
Leaders don't fight. You're too valuable.
Raoden knew the man was right. Raoden and Galadon were not soldiers. They wouldn't do much besides disorder Saolin's carefully trained troops. They had few choices left, and it appeared Saolin's plan was the best of several bad options.
All right. Do it.
Very good, my lord. I will begin the preparations. We only have a few minutes until the princess arrives.
Raoden dismissed Saolin with a nod. The soldier's plan was a desperate last-ditch attempt at a trap. Shaor's men tended to take that same path each day before splitting up to try and work their way into the courtyard, and Saolin planned to ambush them as they approached. It was risky, but it was probably their only chance. The soldiers could not continue fighting as they were.
I suppose we should go then.
Galadon nodded. As they turned to walk toward the courtyard, Raoden couldn't help feeling uncomfortable with the decision he'd made. If Saolin lost, then the wild men would break through. If Saolin won, it would mean the death or incapacitation of dozens of Elantrians on both sides, people that Raoden should have been able to protect. Either way, I'm a failure, Raoden thought.